Ghana has accepted a request from the U.S. and the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda to settle some former inmates of Guantanamo Bay detention camp into Ghanaian society. Two inmates of the detention camp and former prisoners sentenced by the Arusha-based International Criminal Tribunal will be given refugee status and monitored by national security for 2 years. Speaking exclusively to Radio Ghana, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hannah Tete, said the request was accepted by Ghana on humanitarian grounds. She said government has also granted refugee status to some Syrians who already have ties in Ghana. Madame Tete said the detainees were vigorously vetted and have no terrorist-related background and therefore pose no security threat to the country. She explained that the U.S. government will bear all costs for their reintegration, whilst Ghana bears no liability.
In last year, we received requests from an international organization, also from a country, to give refuge to some persons into Ghana. And we also took cognizance of the situation with the Syrian crisis. And so after having considered these three individual requests or cases, two requests and one case, differently, we decided to take a position on the matter. Now, the first request came from the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. They had the responsibility of trying people who had been accused of committing crimes during the genocide in Rwanda. And they came with a list of over 20 persons, some of whom they said had been acquitted and discharged, and some of whom had been found guilty of lesser offenses and had been sentenced and had served their period of sentence and were free to go. The challenge was that these individuals did not feel safe to go back to reside in Rwanda. And so as part of the winding up of the International Criminal Tribunal in Rwanda, they asked us if we could give refuge to some of these individuals. We have communicated. The International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda wound up its business at the end of 2015. But we had previously communicated to them that we would be ready to take two of the individuals that they had indicated were looking to be resettled in Ghana on humanitarian grounds. Now, we have not identified specifically yet who we would receive, but as I said, we were previously given a list of those who were eligible for resettlement and the peculiar circumstances of each case. So we will now go into the details of who we could be able to resettle in Ghana. That's one. Two, we also received a request from the U.S. government to resettle two of the inmates at Guantanamo. These two inmates are Yemeni citizens. They are both by now about 35 years old. They were picked up in Afghanistan, and they have been subsequently vetted by the U.S. government and have been found to not have any active involvement with Al-Qaeda or with terrorist activities, and hence they are looking to release them. And as you know, President Obama has indicated
who stated out his figure,
Guantanamo. After looking at the situation of both inmates carefully and having our ambassador in the United States, General Smith, go to Guantanamo and personally interview the inmates and make an assessment for and on behalf of the government of Ghana, we accepted that we would take both the inmates we are being requested to for a period of 2 years. And during that two-year period, we will, of course, be monitoring their movements and their activities within Ghana. And after the two-year period, they will be free to go wherever they wish to go. As you know, at the moment, there is a conflict situation in Yemen. And there is an active war that is actually going on over there. And I believe that that's the reason why the U.S. government does not want to return them to Yemen, and hence requested this assistance from the government of Ghana, which we have decided to agree to. And finally, you're also aware, I'm sure we have all seen, the images of Syrian refugees trying to travel out of Syria and the conflict in Syria to all parts of the world, wherever they can have refuge. We have also decided that for Syrian families already resident in Ghana, if there are members of their families who wish to take refuge in Ghana as a result of the crisis in Syria, we would be ready to host them in Ghana. In all cases, subject to security clearance.